Abraham thought he was tough. Sarah says, go sleep with her now. Samson thought he was tough. Delilah says, come here, baby. David killed tens of thousands. One woman. Gotcha. Pilate. You think Pilate was the governor, did you? You got to read the Bible again. Who's the governor? His wife. Pilate didn't know what to do with the man. So he went to his boss. Go ahead and clap anyhow. It's the truth. Pilate said, what do I do with this man? She says, don't touch him. Wash your hand. Leave him alone. He said, yes, ma'am. He went to the chief. And some of you men looking at me funny, I says, I'm telling a lie. When your wife, she even ain't got to say nothing. Your whole life is wrecked. Talk to me, mama. When you was growing up, your daddy was always talking. Come here. Stop that. Come here. Leave that. Go here. Your mother never talked. She just said. And you just did whatever she looked like. Power of a woman. If you don't believe a woman is a leader, then answer me this question. Why did Jesus leave the world in the hands of a woman? Because he doesn't need power on the earth. He needs influence. The church is a leading lady. She's a woman. Some of you men don't know who you're married to. You need to get Plato out of your mind. I rebuke Socrates from your spirit, husband. Stop oppressing your wife and suppressing your wife and intimidating your wife. Loose the woman and let her become all she was born to be. Encourage her. Cultivate her. Nurture her. Just tell her, go ahead, baby. Why? Because the better she looks, the better you look, brother. The Bible says that the wife is the glory of the husband. The word glory means nature. That means when you look at a woman, you can tell the nature of the man she's married to. Just by the way she dresses, the way she walks, the way she has dignity, the way she is in style and takes charge. Man, her husband must be a good man. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Jesus said the same thing about his wife. He said, the world will know who I am by the way my wife acts. Leadership is not male, it's man. Male and female, man. The purpose for leadership is therefore to restore the leadership that was broken in the fall. And that is what this conference is about. We are supposed to be about developing the leader in ourselves and in everyone else around us, including our children. Do not teach your children to be followers. You tell your children from the age of 2, you are a leader. You were born to be in charge. That means no drug pusher is supposed to push stuff on you. You're in charge of your own life. Make your own decisions. Be in charge of your own destiny. You are a leader. Gangs are filled with kids who are not leaders. They follow the crowd. They're under pressure of the peers. But we got adults like that too. Then why are you wearing what you're wearing? Because someone else is wearing it. I don't want to touch that anyhow. Let me don't go there. The maintenance of followers or subordinates is not the goal of leadership. Many in leadership positions today believe that their leadership should be measured by how many people look to them or depend on them. They boast, in fact, about how they are great in demand by their followers. And you feel so good. Oh, they need me. That's a sign that you're not a good leader. Uh-oh. Usually the opposite is true. Leaders who depend on people's dependency to be leaders, these leaders are a dependency factor on their followers to prop up their insecurity. They need people to need them so they can feel needed. But a true leader doesn't need people to feel important. That's why the people think they are important, because they don't need the people to feel important. Their importance is based on their relationship to God and their convictions of their own value to the world. If you depend on people to like you, you're going to be unliked. These leaders are deficient leaders. They feed on the needs of others and therefore implement programs and systems that maintain this dependency. This is not the purpose of true leadership. True leadership leads to followers into discovering themselves and inspiring to become themselves. That's true leaders. A true leader, the ultimate goal of a true leader is interdependence. There are three types, levels of humanity development. The first one is dependency. Everything begins dependent. Every cow, every fruit, every bird, every flower begins dependent. It grows dependent on its host, including the human. The second phase is independence. When you leave the host and every fruit falls from the tree and every animal has to go on its own away from its family, every child must develop into an independent person. But there's a third level, and that's interdependence. That's the level where you are able to take your value and share it again with someone else. If you think you are nobody, you ain't got nothing to give anybody. But if you believe you are somebody and you need nobody to be somebody, then you got somebody to give to somebody. That's why marriages don't work, because you shouldn't marry a person who doesn't know who they are. If you ain't nobody and you marry somebody who ain't nobody, nobody got married. And you spend the rest of your life trying to find yourself in the other person who ain't got nobody to give you. It's called frustration in marriage. You can only be truly interdependent after you have become independent. And when you have discovered yourself and your unique purpose and identity in life, then you can declare that you can contribute to the lives of other people. The true nature of leadership is to lead dependents into independence and inspire them to interdependence. The ultimate goal of true leadership is not followers, but leaders. The purpose for leadership is to inspire followers to become a leader and fulfill their own potential. The true leader measures his success and effectiveness by the diminishing degree of dependency of his followers. In fact, the less they need you, the more effective you are. The less they depend on you, the more efficient you are. The principle is seen throughout Scripture, continually manifested by God and by the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. He in himself, God placed with everyone an internal ability and capacity to be a leader within the context of their gift and their purpose. In fact, the writer of Hebrews said it this way. In fact, though by now you ought to be teachers, you still need someone to teach you. How long is it going to go on, he says. In other words, you're supposed to be a student for a while. Teacher is your goal. Jesus expressed this anticipation for the transfer from followers to responsible leaders on many occasions to his disciples in words like this. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Matthew 17:17. In other words, I ain't going to be with you guys forever. Will you please catch on fast? You know, I believe an effective pastor has very short prayer lines. I'm going to say it again. You missed that. If your prayer lines every Sunday are long, check your leadership. Sometimes I get depressed on Sunday mornings in this church. I preach a good message and call for people and nobody come. What's wrong with y'all? We praying for ourselves. You taught us to pray for ourselves. So come, at least I'm going to pray for one of you so I'm going to feel like you heard me. No. The less they need you, the more effective you are. What a spirit of leadership we need to learn. Jesus Christ indicated his purpose for being with them was to eventually leave them, to be responsible for leadership in their own right. In fact, the ultimate measure of Jesus' success as a leader was the fact that he left. You develop people to the point where they don't need you. I want to say this to all of you who are in government here tonight, and those of you who are involved in leadership positions in agencies that cover so many people under your influence, listen to me. Success without a successor is failure. If your accomplishments die with you, you are a failure. No matter how great you are in your life, if you did not produce someone or others to take it on, you are a failure. Because success without a successor is failure. Choose a few women and make them your children and mentor them to become greater than you. That's your job as a leader. Choose men who will become better leaders than you and train them, mentor them. Be like the Lord Jesus. Be a true leader who develop others to become leaders just like you. This is true leadership. John 20:21 says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. What a statement of a leader. He said that when he was about to leave. He says, all authority is given unto me. That's in Matthew. Oh, listen to this last point. All authority is given unto me. But what he says, therefore, you go. Now, in my experience, you know on your job, when they give someone authority over you finally, you're in trouble. The Bible says, woe to the organization when a slave becomes king. In other words, the person who used to be typing with you, now they supervisor, you're in big trouble. They're going to make sure you type for the rest of your life. And they're going to give you too much to type and make sure you get angry. And they're going to watch your lunch hour. And they're going to make sure you don't leave early. And they're going to check what time you come in. Why? Because they are a slave that became king. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go. Write this down. The purpose for authority is to release authority. The purpose for authority is to release the authority of others. Get it? He said, I got all authority. Therefore, you go and exercise yours. What an awesome concept of leadership. What do we hear in our concept? Well, now that I'm in charge, I'm going to show you all I'm going to get you back. Remember what you did to me? Now I'm going to do it back to you. I'm in charge. Jesus says, no. The authority I have was given to me to release you into your area of authorization. Our responsibility is to develop our leadership, but also in the process, develop the leadership of others. Here's what I found out. Close your Bibles, please, and your notebooks. A true leader develops his or her leadership while developing the leadership of others. No one can make you more disciplined and give you more character than the unruly people you lead. God gives you the exact people you need to develop you. Y'all better hear me today. So they were assigned to you for your sake. And your job is to turn this raw material into excellence. And in the process, they turn you into excellence. This is leadership. Stand up on your feet. Give the Lord a big hand clap tonight. If you learn anything. Did you learn anything tonight? Oh, come on and give him praise tonight. Everybody stand up and thank God for leadership in this place. Now, I want you to hold hands with your neighbor quickly. And we are going to close. Thank you for joining us tonight for our first session. It's been a long night. But I don't believe that we regret the presence of God that was here tonight. Amen. And we want to leave this place with a spirit of decency and in order, knowing that the leader that we are becoming is responsible for helping others to become a leader. My prayer is that you will never again oppress people, even if it is your wife, your husband, or your children, those who work for you or with you. May God give you a new philosophy of people tonight. And my friends, we've got to close our program right there because our time is gone. As a matter of fact, people have been writing us telling us, why does the program cut so quickly? Well, you know, it costs money to keep time on the air, and we want to thank you, as a matter of fact, for supporting our program every week. Some of you have been sending in your gifts, and that's been very helpful. We hope the day will come soon when perhaps we can expand this teaching to 1 hour so we can really be a blessing to so many of you. Now, you know, Valentine is coming up, and people are thinking about love. You know, I remember I've been married now for 20 years. That's right. One woman, one marriage. It's enough, as a matter of fact. And I thank God for a wonderful marriage. My wife and I have been enjoying the kind of relationship that God intended. And do you know why? It's not magic. The Bible says people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And that's why my wife and I have been studying so much over the years to develop our relationship to make ourselves better. My marriage is a success because of the knowledge we've gained. Not because of the power of the Holy Ghost or because of the anointing. Because there are a lot of anointed people who got a divorce. What we need is information, knowledge. And what we've done for our special offer this month is we're going to offer to you a special two-component series. One is a videotape. It's called The Marks of a Responsible Woman. You know, this video took me over 15 years to study. And I'm dealing with the marks of being a good woman based on the Bible, how to be a good wife or how to be a good single woman. It's called The Marks of a Good Woman. And then the second one is called Understanding Marriage from the Manufacturer's Manual. I like that. Now, the videotape, of course, deals with developing your womanhood as a female based on the Bible. But we're also talking now about relationships. Understanding Marriage from the Manufacturer's Manual. We want to learn how to build a strong marriage based on the Bible. Every product, you know, that is made by a manufacturer comes with a manual. And that manual protects you and protects the product. It makes it work properly. It makes it perform to its maximum. That's what God wants to do with your marriage and your relationship. So if you get the Word of God, the manual on marriage, how can you lose? This is our special tape offer and our video offer. And this is for a gift of $50 or more toward keeping our program on the air. For $50 or more, you get a videotape of 90 minutes of teaching and then a cassette tape album with 4 cassettes filled with information regarding developing marriage based on the manufacturer's manual. Write to us and ask how you can get more information or call the 800 number on the screen. They'll give you information how you can get this package from our office and we'll send it to you because we love you. A gift of $50 or more will get this into your hands. May God bless you and thank you once again for being with us. And of course, we have a special book offer. And I got to talk about this for a minute because I think many people have said, what's going to happen? Everyone concerned about Y2K and what's going to go on in the year 2000 and beyond. I got good news for you. Something good's going to happen. God's changing the season. Something good's going to take place all over the world. And you want to know how to be a part of it. I wrote this book out of my understanding and my study of the trends as I travel. I see that something is happening in the world. This book is called Seasons of Change. It's designed to help you prepare yourself to become ready for the new season. Let me read a portion of what I believe we should think about as we approach the next millennium. It says, if we are to harness the coming season and fully participate in the purposes of God, we must prepare for the role we are required to play in that season. You see, being prepared is one thing. Being chosen is another thing. I believe you and I have been chosen to be a part of the next century because there's something we're supposed to contribute to it. This book will help you understand what to do in the season we are about to enter. This book is available for $10, a gift of $10 or more to the ministry. We will send this to you. You keep the program on the air. You get this powerful book that's being read by thousands of people right now. It's in its third printing. We expect it, of course, to go even higher than that because it's blessing people's lives. Write to us or call the 800 number on the screen, and we will give you information how you can get the book and the tape package. May God bless you. Thank you once again. If you need prayer, need someone to talk to or minister with you, then please don't forget to write to me, and I will read your letters. I will pray over it. Our staff will minister to you. Write to me, Dr. Miles Monroe, P.O. Box N9583, Nassau, Bahamas. Once again, thank you. And to all of our friends here in the Dallas area or in the New Orleans area, God bless you. We're so glad you've joined us every week. See you at the top, right here on Effective Living.